Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show. Steve hanging out in the Sunbury Motor Studio will join us just a few minutes from now, getting ready for not only playoff weekend, but getting prepared for the preparation of the national championship, because all week ESPN has been talking about college football's national championship game. And they've been doing sports centers outside. I give them credit. You know, the anchors definitely drew the straw, the short straw there at doing the sports center outside. And it doesn't look like it's been overly warm either.
Oh, who cares?
You know, I just think it's funny. I just think it's funny, though, that they want to have these in a warm climate. It reminded me of the Super Bowl that was in Dallas. It's not overly warm there right now.
It never is at this time of the year. Look at all those that Houston Notre Dame game where they had to give IVs to Joe Montana. That game was played in an ice storm. And I did the Ticket City Bowl January 1st, 2012, and I can tell you in no uncertain terms, it was cold that day. There was in the 30s.
37 is the high temperature today in Dallas.
But that's the way it always is in Dallas at this time of the year.
Really? I always thought of Dallas as warmer than that.
No. It's always like that this time of the year.
I mean, I always thought at least 50s.
It's in North Texas. It's in North Texas. The game's being played indoors. They're not playing outdoors, so it doesn't really matter.
That's also true. But then why have your poor sports center anchors outside?
They have heaters. I mean, they're all sitting there. They have portable heaters and everything there. They're not going to have those guys sit out there and freeze to death in this whole thing and get them sick.
Now, Monday
they've got heated stuff there.
Now, Saturday night with New England, Dan Patrick earlier today, they were discussing whether he would wear a hat because it's in his contract that he doesn't wear a hat. Doesn't want to mess up the hair.
You know what? The fact that it's in his contract, I find to be a very, very sad thing.
I think it was tongue-in-cheek. I'm just guessing here.
I hope so, but I do know somebody that knows him. And their opinion was not high. So
you're saying it might have been actually in his contract. I see.
It very well might have. I met him a long, long time ago. I was fine with him. It was just a quick, hi, how you doing? When he was at Channel 16 in Scranton.
That's right.
He was at WNEP.
He was there for how long? Was he there? A couple of months.
It wasn't there that long.
It wasn't that long.
No.
By the way, average high in Dallas for January is 45.
Yeah, it gets cold.
No.
That's the way it is.
No. Now you sound like you're from the Carolinas. Oh, it's 45. It's cold.
It gets cold.
That's not cold. Yeah,
excuse me. If the average high is 45, that means there's a good part of the day that's in the 30s.
Still isn't cold.
Do you live and wake up and do, I mean, or do you wake up and it's, hey, it's 45? You got to kind of get there, and then guess what? It peaks and goes back down.
I mean, it isn't cold.
Oh, I've done a lot of games in Arizona. I can tell you right in December, you know, and so forth. You wake up in the morning, it's 32 degrees. It'll eventually get to the mid 60s and the 70, but at night it's cold there. At that time of the year, it'll get down into the low to mid 30s at night. And I've done a lot of games.
I can take low to mid 30s. It's the five. that stinks.
Well, yeah, five stinks. I understand that. I'm just saying, but, you know, don't expect it to be balmy and 70-plus in Dallas at this time of the year. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Boston ended up getting the U.S. Olympic Committee bid. I wish they would just keep the Olympics out of this country. We don't need it.
Well, at least Boston's not that far away.
No, I mean, I'm dead serious about that. I mean, I'm not. This is not kidding
you
around.
The
jerking your chain.
No, you are.
Absolutely not. No, I'm
not. You don't want the Olympics here.
No, I don't want them here. I think it's a major pain in the neck.
Why?
Why? Well, first of all, up in Boston, I can tell you right now that Usain Bolt sets 102-20 record. Headline Boston Globe. Red Sox deal LeVar Way to A's.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you that, you know, depending on the time of year, it's not going to be the only sports story going on in Boston. Of course not.
They'll get higher ratings on Nesson to watch the Sox West Coast trip.
Well, and what that may be.
Hey, let's go over to BU. They're going to be running track. That's great. Fabulous.
But think of it. If you're NBC, you're jumping up and down right now. Now, this is assuming Boston gets it. They're going to get the U.S. bid. They get the U.S. bid. That doesn't mean they're going to get the games.
Just keep them out of here.
Oh, please.
You know. It's a major security problem.
You're an Olympic hater.
No, I'll watch the Olympic Games. I mean, you know, especially if there's nothing else on, I'll watch it.
I really want a DC, though.
I don't just... I'm not big on having them in this country anymore. I look at the Paris thing in the last couple of days.
I'm not taking anything away from that, but I don't let stuff like that stop me from doing things. I don't, I won't.
I got plenty of other things in my life besides having, a 2-week Olympic festival here. Yeah, I really could care less about having it here. What it means, the meaning of the Olympics to me means way less than it used to mean.
That's sad.
Why? What's sad about it?
That's sad.
Why?
Because there are people that train their entire life for one opportunity, for one,
that's
for
fine.
One, and they're only going to get one chance. That's
fine.
What I love about the Olympics.
Okay.
It's one opportunity, one chance, and you spend your whole life trying for it.
So I have to guilt myself into watching it? because of that, I have to, you know what?
You shouldn't have to. That's my point.
I'd rather watch the Red Sox play Seattle than sit there and watch, okay?
See, but if I have my choice over a guy getting paid $8 million to play baseball and a male or female athlete who is, by the way, being paid, I'm not saying they're not getting paid, so don't read that into it.
They get paid a lot of money.
I am not making that comparison. But somebody that has an opportunity once every 4 years, maybe even once in a lifetime to win a medal, as opposed to somebody who plays Major League Baseball and has a chance to win the top prize every year, I'm watching the story. There's no story in Major League Baseball.
Oh, well, great. Well, you know, I think we should all go down to Tampa, and we're going to have a ceremony and give each one of them a bronze medal. They finished third in the division. All right.
See, it's beyond sports. Olympics is not only, it's beyond sports. It's the story behind it. It's the human drama. All of a sudden, I sound like Jim McKay.
There's not a human drama in anything else that goes on?
There is no... I'm sorry. The human drama in professional sports is not nearly the same. You cannot compare that.
Why? You don't think there's more human drama? People are more locked in on whether Aaron Rodgers is 100% or not?
No. I'm not saying locked in. I'm not saying whether people want people pay attention to the story or not. I'm saying the problem is if you don't pay attention to it, you miss some really good stories.
Look, there's some really good stories at Geisinger. They're better.
Agreed.
Okay? What the heck? We all have stories.
I mean, Aaron Hamlin is a great story. That's a perfect example.
Yeah, but we all have great stories. And Sean Carey is a great story. Drew Kelly is a great story. Yours is a little mundane. Yours is made up. That's because yours is made up.
I mean, here's a woman who has kids, who balances not only being a mother, but also having a family, trying to be at the top of her competition every single day, every single winter, and has one opportunity, maybe two if you're lucky, and can wait another 8 years.
I totally respect that. I totally respect that. And you give me a choice between that and watching Aaron Rodgers play Sunday against the Cowboys, I'm going to watch Aaron Rodgers. And I totally respect her effort and her life. We've had her on the show. I really like her.
Oh, I know you do. That's why I use that example.
And will I watch it? Will I watch it when she goes? Sure, I'll watch when she goes. I just don't want the Olympics in this country. I don't like the traffic tie-up. I don't like the lockdown. I don't like the money involved. I don't like any of it.
Then we shouldn't have the World Cup soccer in this country.
Fine, I don't care.
All right, let's not have the Super Bowl in your town, because that's going to cause the same issues. Let's not have the national championship game in your town, because it's going to cause the same issues.
Hold on. You have now gone to the absurd. And this is the tendency you unfortunately have on the show.
Why is that absurd?
Because the Olympics is a 17 consecutive day event.
I said.
So for 17 consecutive days now, you explain to me how people are going to get to work in a very, very busy city at any time of the year. You explain to me what 128 is going to look like. You explain to me what the Big Dig is going to look like. You explain to me what Interstate 93 is going to look like. You explain to me what the Mass Pike is going to look like. You explain to me for 17 days in that city, in a major American city, right, which is going to be locked down, and depending on the time they do it, okay, what do? Do you send the Red Sox on a 2.5-week road trip? Do you make sure the Patriots don't have preseason games at Gillette? You know, what are you going to do here? I mean, do they have facilities? They're going to have to build an Olympic stadium, which I know they want to convert into being a soccer-only stadium. It's a good idea. But they're going to have to build some other facilities. They have the golf course to do it, because they'll obviously use the country club at Brookline and so forth. But this is a major, major lockdown endeavor for a huge American city. The Super Bowl is not.
It's not a one-day event, though.
Super Bowl is a one-day event.
You were in New York. There were more than one-day events going on in New York. It was an entire week, almost a week and a half. Now, is it the magnitude of the Olympics? No.
Kevin, there's selected events at certain spots. They are not competitions going on simultaneously. Okay? Yeah, I hate explaining these things because it kind of wastes my time a little bit.
Oh, but come on. I respect your opinion. I just don't agree with it.
I don't want them in this country. If some other knucklehead wants to spend millions and billions of dollars to build facilities for it, let them. But the Olympics have obviously did very well in the ratings. People will watch it. London did very well with it. Not my cup of tea.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory Peoria Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com. The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I think I drove him away. We got to talking about the Olympics in the first segment of the program and the fact that Boston will be the city that has been chosen by the USOC to host it and has its own website, 2024boston.org. My love of it, Steve's disdain of the traffic issues. I think he's actually quit the show. Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. We're talking about the cities that are actually up for it, and you know, you would have to think Boston is a front runner. Rome also has put in interest. They've submitted an application.
I would vote for them.
Of course you would, because it wouldn't be in your neck of the woods, so you wouldn't have to worry about it then.
You got that right. I like the vacation to Cape Cod. And I would like to have my vacation spot kept open.
See, that's where it is, right there. That's the root of it. Well, I knew it wasn't a dislike of sports. I thought I was the cynical one on this show.
Has nothing to do with a dislike of sports. I don't want the Olympics in this country. I just think the whole thing, the Olympic movement has unfortunately warped toward being dirty. And there's a lot of things about it I don't like.
Well, I don't disagree with you in the organization of the Olympics being way, way too political and, as you said, questionable. You used the term dirty. Questionable, I think, would be even a polite way to put it, although I think you're more accurate with your assessment. But it's the overall event that I support more than the organization of it.
Yeah. I'll watch it on TV. And
I'll wave to the camera. I'll hold up a sign that says, "Hi, Steve, I'm at the Olympics."
I'll be watching the Red Sox.
Red Sox won't be playing that day. They're going to take an entire 2 weeks off.
I don't think so. And the ratings locally on NESN might be higher. Okay.
Oh, I want to save that piece of audio for the next 9 years.
If the Red Sox are playing well.
That's not what you said. You did not say that, though. You said it would be higher. You didn't say if they were playing well.
In July, they'll be higher. In Boston, yeah, they'll be higher.
Well, nobody will be able to go anywhere, so they'll all be staying home to watch the game.
Can't travel anywhere. Yeah. Let's pick a seaside spot where there's nothing on the other side but water, no roads. Well done. Okay. Not dumb. I know what I'm talking about here.
I did not disagree with you. I said I would rather see Washington be the chosen city by the USOC. I liked Washington better. I think there's more upside there. But Boston obviously made a better case.
Okay, now let's do something that actually drives the ratings needle instead of driving it back. No, the Olympic boy. Games do not drive. They don't. Talking about the Olympic Games does not drive the needle. Come on. You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding?
If they're going to be in the U.S., I bet it does.
Yeah, but it's 9 years away.
That's very true. That is 100% correct.
Okay? You got football this weekend.
And by the way, the decision will be made in Lima, Peru in 2017.
Then let's all just gather there and have ourselves one big party.
I'll be still recovering from Rio. But you're right. There's a ton of football this weekend and a ton of NFL playoff football. And it looks like the questions around Rodgers now are probable. The comment is probable.
Of course he's probable. He's a probable the whole time.
Well, no, I heard, I didn't hear probable as being the official designation. I said
oh,
that
for
he would play.
Sakes, Brady. Brady's questionable every week.
Brady's questionable every week after week one. You are absolutely correct.
I keep, you know, it's okay. He's questionable every week. Okay, you know, what the heck? You know darn well he's going to play. Roger said early in the week he's going to play.
What's it? I have no idea what it would be like playing with a slight tear in your calf muscle.
It would be painful.
Well, thanks, Dr. Jones.
Come on.
Well, I mean, does it? How much is his mobility going to be limited? Is that a problem? I understand. I don't know if it's the right or the left because I haven't heard which one it is. Is that the one he plants with? You know,
it's his plant leg. You can see when he throws.
I would think that would be very difficult to get off some of the highly accurate and high velocity passes that you would need in a game like this.
I don't know. I watched him play against Detroit on it, and he was on one leg, pretty darn accurate. He had a lot on it too.
Well, and again, impressed. I'm not saying he can't do it.
If you weren't so absorbed in worrying about somebody making a bobsled run in 3 years, right, and would watch the games, it would help the show.
Bobsled is more entertaining.
That the NFL?
Well, all right, let's be honest. What have we talked about in the last week? What have we talked about? We have not talked about the games once. We've talked about referees.
No, I've talked about the games. I've broken down every game, all four of them. Explained why I thought the Ravens-Patriots game not being in prime time is an issue. That's the better game. Like, you know, geez, the Packers-Cowboys are a better game. They got the Seahawks and Carolina in prime time. Why?
Because it's going to be too cold in New England. I don't know. I wondered that myself, why they picked that one.
Well, there's a reason why. Because contractually, it's their turn. These are all set up ahead of time as to who has what time slot. Once again, you're disappointed.
No contractual time on when bobsled happens. He quit. That one put him over the edge. That was too much. It put him over the edge.
You know, I'm always glad we're sponsored by Brewers Outlet on Friday. I just want them to start supplying me on Friday.
3 years ago, I called you and said, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we actually did this? Would be a great idea. Let's do the show together. I was kind of hoping that. You've regretted that comment since that day, haven't you?
My late mother always told me, if you don't have something nice to say. So, let's leave it to the audience. Should we be talking about the Olympics or the NFL?
Oh, now, come on. I'm not even willing. I'm even willing to concede that. I would much rather talk about the NFL right now. Now, if it was March, no, actually, if it was late February, I'd be a little more questionable, but.
Oh, my goodness. You know, come on. We got stuff left and right here to talk about in this show. We got Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. We're going to talk about the NFL draft today. People would rather talk about the NFL draft.
Oh, I agree with that, too.
Than about your bobsled thing.
And my question is, will the Steelers ignore the secondary in the NFL draft? That would be a good question for him.
Well, I'm not going to ask him that. Not now. Doesn't care about that.
Anybody that's worn a Steeler jersey cares about that.
I'm talking about now. Well, I'm talking about when it comes to the general draft. Okay?
Oh, you're not talking about specific teams. Okay.
The general draft. I mean, where players are slotted and so forth. What do you think? The quarter, you know, I'm going to ask him about quarterbacks.
How many do you think are in the draft that are potential first and or second round picks?
There are four guys I think are first round picks. Winston, Mariota, the kid from Colorado State is really, really good. Brett Hundley, UCLA. They'll probably be the top four guys.
Yeah, I was thinking of the kid from UCLA. I wasn't sure who the fourth would be.
No, the kid from Colorado State's a better quarterback than Hundley is. More cable ready.
More cable better handle. Ready?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what does it take to be cable ready?
Size, ability to read defenses, the ability to really have a feel for the game, to run a pro-style offense, to not take a lot of sacks. You've been so busy, you know, watching skeleton that you missed watching the college football season. You probably never saw Colorado State play.
I have no. I did not get a chance to see. I saw Utah State, but Colorado State no.
You got to start watching some games.
I watch a lot of games, but I end up watching a different level than most.
You end up watching a lot of games, such as, look, they're playing team handball. Everybody, come on over.
No, I watch FCS a little bit more. So, understandably, it's something that I try and pay a little closer attention to. So I know what's going on.
FCS guys. There'll be a lot of FCS guys that will be picked. Okay. A lot of FCS guys. But you got to stop watching rhythmic gymnastics and start watching a couple things that people on the show are interested in.
Now, tomorrow, I will be watching the FCS championship with Illinois State and North Dakota State.
What time's that?
1 o'clock, I believe.
Yeah, I might
in Frisco, Texas.
Hmm.
I was actually hoping for New Hampshire and North Dakota State because I actually thought I was actually surprised that Illinois State, even though they've had a really good year at 13-1, I did not think that they had enough to beat New Hampshire, but played very well, and I think they won 21-18.
Okay.
Now, I wonder if the big layoff is going to be a problem. And you, I asked you this actually a couple of weeks ago. I said, why an almost entire month? It's been about 3 weeks since these two teams have played because the semifinals were on the 19th and 20th. And you said the NCAA wanted to make this a championship weekend. Mm-hmm. So they delayed the FCS championship to January 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I think most of America thinks it's an irrelevant thing.
Well, they probably would. I can't disagree with you.
When you talk about the FBS championship, now it's not irrelevant to the two teams involved. It's not irrelevant to people who are at FCS, but it's irrelevant to the average common fan. Who probably vast majority doesn't even know the game's being played tomorrow.
Well, and that's why we have programs such as this.
Well, actually, I think that what they've done is they've ruined the momentum of, I think more and more people have been watching FCS playoff football over the years because they've done a nice job of taking weekends and building it up, and then you play the title game. And I don't think this was the right plan, because I think people were interested in watching, and all of a sudden, boom, you stop it for 3 weeks. It's not like stopping FCS, FBS football for 3 weeks. You stop FBS football for 3 weeks, and suddenly, okay, December 20th, the next year will be the 19th, rolls around. You got bowl game, bowl game, bowl game, bowl game, bowl game, leading up to New Year's Day, and then on New Year's Day, you get the semifinals, and then, you know, so forth. I mean, you've got a buildup. Here, the FCS has a buildup, and then stops. There isn't a person listening now outside of Joe Susan that knew Illinois State was in the final. Some people would have guessed North Dakota State was because they're the most famous FCS program right now.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, if I wasn't involved in it, I wouldn't know Illinois State. I would have guessed New Hampshire because I was a little more familiar with New Hampshire.
Go Redbirds, go.
The Bison, by the way.
Yes, no, that's fine. Charlie Campbell, WalterFootball.com, and the NFL Draft next half hour to save the show and get it on track to what people want to hear. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, same story. Then the final 5 minutes, Kevin will talk about the Olympics as an experiment to see if you'll hang on. You're hurt.
No.
Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, where I'm going to start stocking up for the Olympics in Boston now because I'm going to need all of it here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. That's right, the Olympics of pro football this weekend, 4 games coming up, starting Ravens and Patriots, and you've got the Seahawks in Carolina, you've got the Cowboys against the Green Bay Packers, Colts, and Broncos. Yes, it is the Olympics of football, exactly based on the ratings, what people really want to see. What? You're
nothing.
Right?
No, I just thought it was funny. I like that. That was funny.
Well, you know, I'll be able to roll on this show. It's interesting that the Flacco-Brady thing, a couple of people expressed opinions that Flacco, they think, is better than Brady. What's wrong with thinking that? Just because you're not, like, lumped in with everybody else and you have a different opinion. Now, if I had a choice, would I pick Brady? Yes. I do think Brady is a little bit better, especially in terms of the long-term wide body of work that he's had. But Flacco's really, really good. And if you looked at me and said, you know, I think Flacco's better than Brady, I'd be looking at you and say, hey, look, I think you've got an argument here. The number of road games he's won. Look, the guy has a pulse rate of 75, and during the regular season, that pulse rate of 75 sometimes comes off as, but that pulse rate of 75 pays huge dividends at this time of the year. He looks like he's the coolest cat out there. Is Manning healthy enough to make it happen? In September and October, the Broncos looked like they were a lock to get back to the Super Bowl. And then suddenly things went a little bit awry. His thigh has bothered him. He doesn't have great arm strength. He has a strong arm, but not the strongest arm in the game. Luck has everything going for him in terms of how he plays, but not a particularly great defense, and it would help him if he had another star wide receiver out there. A little bit better running game. You saw the Hall of Fame finalists. Your guy Bettis is there.
I'm not excited yet.
I think the only lock to get in right now is Mick Tingelhoff on the veteran side. Now, he'll get there. After that, I was trying to think of, I looked at the list. Kurt Warner, I think, will get in. Orlando Pace, I think, will get in.
Not bad for a guy who really made his name in the Arena League before the NFL. That's pretty good.
Yeah. No, but I was looking at the list. Those two guys I thought were, I think they have excellent chances. Trying to think who I, you know, I think who should be in is Charles Haley. And I think it's really lousy that Jerry Kramer's not in.
Charles Haley's a good, that's a good thought.
Charles Haley, I would vote for him right away. I mean, but you know, a guy that he's not on the ballot, I don't understand. Can somebody explain to me why Jerry Kramer's not in? He is the only player that was on the NFL's 50th anniversary team that's not in the Hall of Fame. Guy was really good. Guard, even did some place kicking. Jerome Bettis. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how Jerome Bettis is evaluated against Terrell Davis. What are your thoughts on that? Davis only played 7 years.
It's unfair because I'm biased. I withdraw All right. myself from it.
Davis's 7 years were better than any 7 years Bettis put together, but...